the elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care invites you to the Healthy Aging Fair. Make plans to attend September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Drive through and grab your free goodie bag filled with resourceful information or park and visit all of the resource booths. Age well by visiting the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th, 10 to 1. For more info, go to shiningcare.org and we'll see you at Orchard Nutrition Center for the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Special thanks to our community partners, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, and Orchard Nutrition Center.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's been a stunning advance. Ukraine's rout of Russian invaders has recaptured 6,000 square kilometers, Ukraine's president says. This land was held by Russia just a few days ago. Now it's providing a rich harvest to Ukraine's army of abandoned Russian equipment. The Russian Z symbol painted over, the guns ready to kill Russians. The recapture of Izium, a strategic prize, accelerated by precision strikes from new artillery donated by Western allies.
And Zelensky with a surprise visit there today, and just a very cool, the leader showing up and everybody pumped up and shaking hands. I mean, just it was a great, we're kicking their asses, let's keep it going sort of moment. Anyway, here's more on that report from CNN.
To the Ukrainian victors here, the spoils have been rich. The capture of Izium and the rout of Russia here has broken a key link in Putin's logistics chain in the battle for the East.
So, that's awesome, the actual on-the-ground battles and everything that's going on right there. How is that affecting Putin, and what's behind some of the admission of failure, which is new? Here's a little Jake Tapper for you.
Nearly 50 Russian local and city leaders are calling for Putin to resign, that number doubling from just yesterday. The calls for resignation come as a Ukrainian military source says almost the entire region of Kharkiv in Ukraine has been liberated from Russian control.
So, yeah, calls for his resignation and everything like that. Putin's got some political problems then. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly a little pressure building. The surprising part to me is that it's being permitted.
Right, and so that's what this is all about. The Kremlin's acknowledgement of the defeat is part of an effort to mitigate and deflect criticism. I'm reading from one of your think tanks that follows this sort of stuff. Is part of an effort to mitigate and deflect criticism for such a devastating a failure away from Russian President Vladimir Putin and onto the Russian Ministry of Defense and the Uniformed Military Command. They're coordinating this release valve of people saying this is not going well. I don't think probably the calls for Putin to resign are part of that, but just the overall, this is a failure. We're getting our asses kicked. What the hell? And Putin apparently didn't meet with the Ministry of Defense the other day, and there's an attempt in state media to fully acknowledge how bad it was. Like, really, oh, my God, this is horrible, but put it all on the decision makers and how they've betrayed Putin's vision and all this different sort of stuff, which might be the only way he can spin it. I'm not sure it's going to work, but...
Well, right. I would agree with you. I'm not sure what the alternative is, but Putin always is thinking a couple of steps down the line. Not that he's always right, but he's always trying to be. And I've got to believe him allowing that and making sure the outpouring of bitterness that he's permitting is headed at the top
right.
military brass. The next two steps is him purging them.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But so,
and he's just priming the pump to do that, I got to believe.
Yeah, if you were following this story over the weekend, though, it was surprising, and I know I was, when you heard the state media reporting the high level of casualties and the disappointment that Russia has lost so much ground and everything. And you know, my thought, your thought was, what? They're the state media. They don't get to say anything that's not approved. What's going on here? Well, now I think this is probably correct that it's part of a strategy to put there is no way you're going to hide this defeat, and you have to put the blame on somebody. So let's really emphasize the defeat, and here's who did it. It's kind of like Hitler. You know who did it? The Jews. Putin's going, you know who did it? The Ministry of Defense. They got to go.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah, well, that brings to mind several other questions, like, okay, how quickly does that happen, and what does the aftermath of that look like in the field? I mean, if you sever the already kind of crumbly and inefficient and just terrible by Western standards command and control structure of the Russian military by removing all of those heavyweights, what does it look like in the field now?
God, I don't know.
And you've burned through a lot of your actually trained soldiers, and now you've got like 19-year-old transcripts, conscripts, who aren't quite sure which end of the rifle to hold, and you're sticking them into these little Ukrainian towns to hold them, and some of the accounts of the Russians fleeing for their lives are, they're tragic comic, really. If you're, you know, rooting for the Ukrainians, it's like, yeah, you cowards, get out of here. But if you think about it on a human level, It's just pathetic. You got a bunch of young Russian kids abandoned by their leadership, no idea how to fight, no idea what to do, ill-equipped, shedding their uniforms, stealing clothes from the civilians and running off into the woods. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And, of course, being lied to, told they're fighting for something important, and they're young, idealistic people, like young people are, wanting to fight for their country. But realizing probably this is a lie, this is all made up, everything I heard is a lie, and my leaders don't even believe in it, as they've already taken off.
Yeah, you've got about half of that, and half of these the poor dead enders in Russian society who have no other options than to be just abused and beaten and starved in the Russian military, and they're in Ukraine thinking, yeah, the fatherland hasn't done much for me.
One of my favorite commentators on this war since it started is James Stravitis, former NATO commander. Here's a little from him.
I think there is a feeling that this could be a pivot in the war, principally because what you're seeing is our Ukrainian allies, partners, friends, they are tactically succeeding in combined arms operations, putting together air, ground, drones, put the whole package together. Secondly, they're showing they can act on two axes, up in the north and the east and the south. And thirdly, they are strategically impacting the global view of them.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting coming up with Xi and Putin.
Yep.
Shortly, that's going to be an uncomfortable conversation between two autocrats.
Yeah, I'd say, David French wrote in the Dispatch yesterday, the most important story in the world right now is what's going on in northeast Ukraine, and I think so too, because it is going to have an effect on China and how they see their opportunities re-Taiwan, and that's one of the reasons I'm so into it. But it's hard to say what's going to go. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody was predicting this. They're now claiming about 3,500 square miles that they've taken back.
Yeah, I'd love to be a fly ski on the wall of the Kremlin right now, though, I mean, the Russians hold a tremendous amount of the south and east still, and whether they can hold it, it depends on what part you're talking about, but their experience recently would suggest that the Ukrainians are coming for a lot of it back. So what does Putin do? Does he conscript the vast, swaths of Russian youth and throw them into the battle as quickly as possible?
Nobody believes Putin has a chance to win this thing.
What do you mean win, though? Because that's kind of what I'm driving at. How much territory are they truly determined to hold? And because they have the forces to hold a certain amount indefinitely, forever.
Well, those weren't his stated goals, though. So you think he's changed his goals?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. The idea of taking Ukraine now, forget it.
What do you think his goals are now?
I think he's probably assessing that on a day-to-day basis and trying to figure out what the hell military he actually has. He realizes old buddy Shoigu's been either lying to him or utterly, unacquainted with his own military. And so Putin is trying to figure out, all right, what do I have?
There's no way he's going to hold on to that territory. Zelensky and the Ukrainian people, based on the polling, are showing no willingness to stop the sacrifice, an unbelievable sacrifice, that they've been undergoing now for months in attempt to, in the effort to take back their country. And we're pouring more and more money and weapons into them all the time, committing more all the time.
But what territories? Like the Donbass regions that the Russians have held since 2014?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to take that back.
Yeah, they might try. They definitely will try on one level, but Crimea, can they get Crimea back? You know, the recently acquired territories in the south and the east along the coastline especially, Mariupol and that area, that's more of a maybe, but those Russian strongholds, I don't know if those will fall. That was kind of one of the points I was working to, is Putin's going to figure out what forces he actually has and to what extent they can project power, and he's going to figure out where to put them and what land to hold. But the idea of losing the areas they've had for the last 8 years and Crimea would be such an utter humiliation. I got to believe he's going to concentrate his forces there and maybe give back the rest of it, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, that would give back, like formally, or just kind of the way he gave it back over the weekend.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to know what our conversations are. I would like to know. I was going to say what Biden thinks. I don't know if he thinks about anything. It's chilly.
Well, I'm bad at Kev Kerr.
It's chilly in here, Jill. What's the thermostat set at?
Corn Pop never writes.
Well, what's our Pentagon thinking? Are we telling Zelensky? No, we punish him for a while, then we get to the negotiating table. Or are we telling him we're getting it all back? We're going to give you whatever you need to get it all back. I have no idea.
And what are we telling Putin through intermediaries or whomever?
Look,
what messages are we sending there?
You can't win, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to pour whatever we got to pour into this to make sure you don't get to keep this land. I don't know. Why don't you kill yourself, Putin? I don't know if you listen to talk radio in America, but that'd be good for everybody. Why don't you kill yourself, dude?
Ah, good power vacuum in the biggest nuclear arsenal in the world. That'd be exciting.
Yeah, there is that. There is that. The idea that who would replace Putin would be, you know, better. Not necessarily.
Fans of history understand sometimes they are, sometimes they're not.
Yeah,
better.
Could be somebody to the right of him who thinks, yeah, we got a nuclear arsenal, let's use it. What have we been waiting for? I don't know. That's why it is the most important story in the world right now. It is not a carriage pulling the Queen's body through London.
Actually, play that again, Michael.
What?
Goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Instead of hello, goodbye.
Did that muffled voice come from the coffin?
Yes.
That's troubling.
Armstrong and Getty World exclusive.
Wow.
Well, she's the queen. Death has only weakened her.
Wall-to-wall coverage, by the way, on all your cable news channels and some of your network channels on the Queen's body being moved around, so good for you. Enjoy that if that's what you're into. A little more economic news and inflation in the stock market and all that sort of stuff. That's the biggest economic story going on right now. Among other things on the way, our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've never knowingly feed your dog sawdust, but it's one of the most common fillers found in dog food today. Even the ones labeled healthy can contain powdered cellulose, otherwise known as wood pulp.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet. That's why I developed Nature's Blend.
She developed an aggressive cancer. She was put on pain meds just to help cope. She was limping through life and got very, very dopey from the pain medication.
Nature's Blend is made in North America and is pantry safe.
Not only did it pique her interest in wanting to eat again, but it started to give her some energy. After she eats, she gets very playful, has a lot of puppy moments, and she'll be 14 this summer.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/beef or text beef to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Is your prostate
secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others. Want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer. And discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com, ProstateSecrets.com, that's ProstateSecrets.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Swung on, there it goes. Deep left field, it is high. Notice far. It has gone out of the building. Over the high green monster. He is phenomenal. The second home run of the night for Judge. His 57th of the year.
Remember back in the day when the steroid freaks Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were both chasing Roger Maris' home run, and it became a national obsession, including for people that don't follow baseball at all. We were hanging on it every day, and you'd hear, McGuire hit another one. No, Sosa did too! And it was just, it was a craze. You got this guy, Aaron Judge of the Yankees. He only needs 4 more home runs with 20 games to go, and nobody's paying attention to break, to set an actual record because he's not a steroid freak.
Well, what did Barry Bonds end up hitting, 77 or something?
150. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
And the fans start to chant, Barry.
Yeah, I remember back in the Sosie McGuire summer, it could be a state funeral and they'd break into it to show they're at bats.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the conclusion's clear, Jack. Bring back steroids.
Bring back steroids. 900 feet home runs.
You jack old Aaron Judge up on the roids. He'd come out looking like an 800-pound gorilla. I mean, he'd be hitting the ball, you know, he'd hit the ball from Yankee Stadium into the Mets Stadium across town.
He's 6'7", almost 300 pounds. What if he got on steroids? That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he'd hit the ball 900 feet. He's a talented hitter. Oh, my gosh, what a ball player.
And a giant. It shouldn't be fair to have a giant unless you play for the Giants. You should
have... Everybody on that team's a giant. Wow, yeah, he's an amazing ballplayer. So, among the many stories that are probably really important, but I haven't had the bandwidth to really get into, if you'll forgive me for using that hipster term, is those two giant labor disputes going on right now. And no, I'm not talking about the tens of thousands of teachers and or nurses who are striking in various burgs around the United States, but the railways and ports threatened strikes. I believe both of them,
you know, a little,
come down to Friday.
A little supply chain interruption would be good for the inflation.
Oh, boy. And Axios is writing about it. I found it very informative. The White House is pushing to avert disaster and is engaged at a level not seen in decades. These two huge labor disputes, the railways and the ports, they're using the term disaster. Why it matters. The stakes are sky high economically. A shutdown of the nation's rail system could cost $2 billion a day, according to an industry estimate.
Wow.
We've already seen what backed up ports do to the economy. Politically, any work stoppage would spell disaster for a pro-labor White House determined to keep inflation in check and avert bottlenecks. Bottlenecks equal shortages. Shortages equal price increases. Can you imagine that fuel on the already burning fire of inflation at this point? White House is very involved in the negotiations, I guess.
Would you say the deadline is for this?
Friday is when the cooling off period runs out and the workers could strike.
Okay.
That is the that's the railway thingy. Port workers on the West Coast have been in negotiations for a new contract. The last one expired in June. They're both looming. I don't think there's any, like, tie-in. If one of them does something, the other one will do the other one, will, like, join in. I just think they're both happening at the same time. There's an actual deadline for the railway thing. The port workers' dealio is just getting more and more tense, I guess.
But with a deadline of Friday for the railway thing, that's a lot of leverage. That's a lot of leverage.
Yeah, indeed. And they're talking about how the if the railway system shuts down, even for a few days, the trucking system has to pick up the slack. And there's no slack in the trucking system. There's already a shortage of drivers.
Plus, diesel's crazy expensive.
Right, yeah, yeah. So that's one to keep an eye on, I guess.
God, I'd say, with inflation already where it is.
So we've been talking a lot in the last several days about the state of American young men and have received a lot of interesting, impassioned, and insightful emails on that topic. We'll share some of them with you next. If you can't hang around, it's a tragedy, and we're all sorry, but you can grab the podcast later, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention investors, the RV industry has exploded in the last several years. RV sales are up double digits and RV park bookings are up over 650%. Now you can own part of an RV Resort USA property with projected 15 to 20% ROI paid quarterly plus ownership in the land. A real estate investor's dream. To learn more, visit RVResortUSA.com. That's RVResortUSA.com. Or call 833-452-2267. 833-452-2267. Individual results may vary. Fast performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hi, I'm Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Federal Reserve recent announcements is putting the country on course for a deep recession. That means wild swings in the markets and high inflation will continue to put your retirement savings at risk. Protect the money you work so hard to save for retirement by investing in gold. Let Bishop Gold Group show you how tangible gold investments can help secure your future. Dial #250 from a mobile phone and say the keyword Bishop Gold or visit bishopgoldgroup.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
And now save 30% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not-for-profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, did you guys see this? A Starbucks canned beverage has been recalled in 7 states because it could contain metal fragments. Or as Starbucks put it, now introducing tetanus spice. On the plus side, the jagged metal pieces really do wake you up.
I have got something so good that I just came across. Can't wait to share this with everybody. It's a food neutrality video.
Oh, that, wait, what?
That the L.A. school system was using on their website. And wait till you hear it. It's just...
Did you say food neutrality?
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I don't want to give any of it away. We'll listen to it, but it's and I'll tell you my concern, and it's so hard in the modern era. I can't tell if I'm getting hooked by something that's a joke because everything's so freaking weird right now. You can't tell what's a joke, an exaggeration, a parody, or actually real, but this would seem it was real. It's making healthy food choices is oppression sort of video for LA schools.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. I just watched it.
Well, I mean, for instance, and we'll get into these great emails about the state of young men in a second, but you got play clip number 81. This is this chick who you may have seen from Libs of TikToks or whatever. She was talking about frog and frog self as pronouns, neo-pronouns. Go ahead.
Today I'm going to be teaching you how to use shark sharks pronouns, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to use flower flowers pronouns, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to use wolf wolf's pronouns, and paint paint's pronouns, and cat cat's pronouns, bat bat's pronouns, and sentences, the verb viz pronouns, thon thon's pronouns, and sentences, they them pronouns, shroom shroom's pronouns. I'm going to be teaching you how to use prince princess pronouns, and sentences.
So that's an actual progressive queer theory lover whose neo-pronoun theory is that you can use any word, any animal, any anything, and insist that's your pronouns. So that's where this is going.
All right.
Just insane. How do you parody that? How do you make fun of it? How do you exaggerate that when it's that Looney Tunes? Anyway, on a somewhat related topic.
I see your point, yeah. How am I supposed to figure out what's a joke and what's not with that out there in the world for real? Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So on the topic of young men, we're playing some clips from Bill Maher's discussion with a couple of thinkers Sunday night, and one of their conclusions was, and it's an inescapable one, young men are not attaching to a woman or a partner. They're not attaching to a career or a job, not to the military. They just kind of exist seeking pleasure. And it's been seen across a number of different societies. They have derogatory terms for that sort of guy in Japan, in China even. It seems to be, a phenomenon that's not only American, but it seems to be particularly acute in the United States. But anyway, got a bunch of emails on that. And they range from the completely serious to the not entirely and deal with a bunch of different aspects of it. Pat in the Hood writes, catching him up on the show, the unemployed young men, no job, no girlfriends, that are the most dangerous members of a society, which is true. That's exactly who I picture Antifa members being. Disaffected youth, angry at the world and violent. It's no surprise they already have a stronghold in the Northwest, where liberal policies have been marginalizing them for over a decade. I suppose that's true. There are plenty of angry young women in those movements, too. This is Mama T. My 35-year-old son was in fifth grade 25 years ago, and even then the public schools in New Hampshire were beginning to figure out how to crush innocent young boys. Your segment today reminded me of how long the education world has been sick. Fortunate to be stay-home mom for a number of years, always volunteered at my children's schools. The best way to know what's going on is to be amongst them, I thought. I co-led the volunteer group at the elementary school my two youngest children attended in the 90s and was there frequently. A new program called the Girls Club for fifth grade girls was implemented by the counseling team in the fall of my youngest son's fifth grade year. The club was experimental and only involved one of the three fifth grade classrooms, although it was also in existence at one of the other elementary schools in town. After the first meeting, a fifth grade girl went up to my son, kicked him, and spat out the words, "You're competitive!" Fortunately, he had a fairly balanced upbringing and responded by saying, "So, I also have empathy," which is a hell of a thing for a fifth grader to say.
God, that's quite the conversation for fifth graders.
This was witnessed by the fifth grade classroom teacher, who, though somewhat alarmed by the initial change in the girls, was at the mercy of the administration. Since she normally had good repertoire with her students, or rapport with her students, she thought things would smooth out. After a few negative reports from my son, such as being required to adjust some of the ball games played at recess to make sure that any girl who wanted to participate would be thrown at least every third throw, etc., I asked the counseling department if I might attend the girls' club meeting in order to gain perspective, to help my son understand the new climate, etc. I was told that would not be an option as it would make the girls uncomfortable.
Oh.
The school year culminated in the boys and girls in my son's classroom being at total odds, at each other's throats. My son was writing a letter to the principal telling her he hated Mrs. B, and finally, after catching the counseling Mrs. B in a total lie, there I was, nose to nose with her, telling her she had harmed my child and many other little boys who really didn't have a thing against the girls before fifth grade. But as you referred to on your program, the way they were building up the girls was to tear down the little boys.
The most disturbing thing about that to me is that that was in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, and that was in New Hampshire. Not surprisingly, New Hampshire, the Berkeley, California of the East. And pathologizing the behavior of little boys, I started to see that when I was volunteering in elementary schools in the 2000s, I guess the 90s and the 2000s, where being full of energy and curiosity and not being able to sit still for 3 hours at a time was seen as a problem, probably a problem that deserved medication. Plowing along, Sean writes, how about until you have a child and cross 30, you have to work 9 hours to earn 1 hour of porn? How about that for legislation? Oh, my God.
Like I do with my kids with video games. You know, we do this much of a bike ride, you can play Minecraft for an hour. You can do that with porn with older kids, with like, you know, 25-year-olds.
Boy, the number of gals whose husbands or significant others were obsessed with porn and wouldn't pay them any physical attention was heartbreaking.
Maybe I haven't seen the correct porn. I don't get that. I do not get that.
Well, porn is easy. I think that's the attraction. There are none of the complications and realities of relationships.
It's the same reason. It's the same reason to eat fast food. It's pretty good, and it's right here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. A couple more. I found this really interesting. Modern dating as a 29-year-old male is from Al Anonymous, I guess. Dating pre-2012 is a completely different world than post-2012. Politics, at least in a blue city like Portland, this really amped up a little later in 2016. Most women will not date you unless your politics align. 80% of first dates, when they learn I'm a libertarian, well, I couldn't care less about what your politics are as long as you're not a radical, they'll reject you. High expectations. Many women are highly successful, independent in the modern age. I've heard phrases like, why would I settle for a man who is less than ideal when I can do it all myself? From female friends.
I've heard that sort of thing a lot, yeah.
Well, yeah, and there are a lot of, and this is partly the culture that they're immersed in, but there are a lot of college-educated women who think, why would I date or marry a dope who doesn't have a college degree? Now, I'm obviously using that with quotes because I think that's the message society has sent. But with more and more women opting for the college track and fewer men, that's another reason people aren't coupling.
Yeah, I've got this idea of some sort of perfection that I'm looking for. I can't figure out if that's just unrealistic expectations or if that's an easy out for the risk and difficulties of engaging in relationships.
Yeah, relationships are hard. They're challenging.
And risky.
Yeah. Alternative lifestyles, huge rise in non-monogamy, LGBT, casual relationships, not to mention it's genuinely tough to find people under 35 who truly want a traditional relationship. Other issues include a woman I know who will only date vegans or men who are interested in being a vegan. Another point, rise of anxiety and depression. I know two women who appear fully functioning in high school, who still live with their parents, don't work, and are anxious/stressed to do anything new. One is now, just now learning to drive at age 29.
Wow.
And hates it because it makes her too anxious.
Whoa.
And they post about their depression on social media constantly. This will only get worse as the influence of TikTok, depression, anxiety, worship grows. It's the narcissism of small distinctions. Why should I pay attention to you? A lot of women answer that question with, I'm so anxious and depressed. Pay attention to me. Care about me. And finally, lack of accepted social approach areas. Well, still possible. Many women don't want to be approached anywhere outside of online dating. Ever notice how many people walk around with headphones everywhere they go? Online dating is a safe space designated as a dating zone. Common phrases are, I don't want to talk at the gym, I'm just there to work out, or I'm out with friends, I don't want to get hit on, etc.
Yeah. Yeah, did I tell this story on the air or not? I was going to a graduation on a major university campus a couple months back, and I didn't know exactly which hall it was, and I'm walking on the sidewalk, and there's like a college woman kind of walking a little faster than me going by and said, hey, you know where the McPherson building is or whatever like that? She got kind of wide-eyed and started walking fast and pretended she didn't hear me, and I thought, oh my God, she's one of those people that, like, a man talking to her, asking a question on a beautiful, safe, middle of the afternoon, sunny day college campus was just horrifying. I could tell by the look on her face. She just walked really fast away and pretended she didn't hear me.
Wow.
Can you imagine living like that?
The most mundane of interactions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm in a suit. I mean, I definitely didn't look like a predator sketchy person. But I felt, God, that must be horrible to live your life like that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's troubling. And, I appreciate Al in that point, standing up and saying, yeah, young men are like in a weird space right now. But part of the problem is young women are really, really weird right now. So that's got to be part of it.
Both ends, yeah.
And then employment-wise, Texnonymous writes, guys, regarding fewer young men working, does the increased minimum wage have anything to do with this? When I was a teenager back in the 80s and 90s, getting a part-time job was a rite of passage. Is it possible that a higher minimum wage is keeping teenagers from being hired for menial labor jobs, thus leading to these maladjusted young males in part? Yeah, that's probably part of it.
Hmm.
Tim Sandifer, the great libertarian thinker, attorney, and friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, pointed out to us years and years ago, and he's got some great books on these topics, if you raise minimum wages past a certain point, you are making it illegal to hire somebody at less. Well, yeah, I get that, idiot. Here's the point. If a teenager can only bring you $11 per hour of value, but they really want that job because they want to learn how to do a job, and you think, well, for $11, yeah, I'll pay them because they bring that much value. Okay, let's do this. You've made that illegal. You've made it unlawful to hire anybody who doesn't bring you $17 of value, even if that person is desperate for the job. Think about that next time you hear the who could be against higher minimum wage argument.
A video LA schools are showing around about food you're going to find shocking. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Judy and I love HelloFresh. Every week, the recipes showed up with the food, everything, the ingredients pre-measured, and we eat such a variety of delicious food now. Never have the, what do you want to eat tonight? I don't know. What do you want to have to eat tonight? Oh, we love HelloFresh.
Man, we're going to lean on this now that the school year is up and running. First of all, it saves you money. Cheaper than the grocery store, 25% cheaper than getting takeout. And HelloFresh lets us choose from over 30 weekly recipes, 70 seasonal and convenience items every week, including quick and easy meals, all the way to delicious snacks and sides.
They even have family-friendly baking kits, so you can do that together. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with the code ARMSTRONG16 at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16. The code is ARMSTRONG16. HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16.
30 weekly recipes, 70 seasonal and convenience items every week.
We are absolutely sure you're going to love HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to
purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992. The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Came across this, actually on Tim Sandifer's Twitter feed, which he just had at the top. Oh, my God. and it's from L.A. Parent Union Twitter feed. L.A. schools shared this food neutrality video.
Again, yes, he said food neutrality.
And so you're about to hear this video, and then I'll hit you with some of the comments from people about it. There's a little skit here at the beginning, and then you're going to hear a nutritionist and another woman talking. It's only about a minute long, and if it's hard to understand, we'll go through some of it when it's over. Here we go.
I got us donuts.
Those are so bad for you.
Oh, no. Are they moldy? I mean, no, are they poisoned? Are you allergic?
No, I'm just saying.
Mm.
You're judging my food choices based on a false standard of health again, aren't you? Guilty.
Diet culture, fat phobia, and systems of oppression have created false hierarchies of food, and it shows up everywhere.
For instance, harmful thought patterns like earning food through exercising, or that dessert is the reward for the punishment of eating vegetables.
Remember that you do not need to earn food.
We are all incorrectly taught from a young age that our size, and therefore the foods that we eat, are markers of our self-worth. Moralizing food can lead to harmful relationships with food and disordered eating.
Instead of focusing on good and bad choices, try to approach food with neutrality in mind.
The only foods that are bad for you are foods that contain allergens, poisons, and contaminants, or food that is spoiled or is otherwise inedible.
Eat without guilt, regardless of what society says.
Food neutrality. There is no good food and bad food. It's all equal, unless it's poison or spoiled. But other than that, they're all the same.
Where do you even start with that?
I know! Some of the responses on here. What are they trying to do? I don't get it. What is the goal of lying about donuts to make kids believe they can eat anything, everything, and be just as healthy as Skinny McSalad face over there? No offense, Skinny. Somebody else saying, systems of oppression have created false food hierarchies?
Right?
WTF! Which is the proper response to that sentence. Systems of oppression have created false food hierarchies. What?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It is hilarious and bizarre, but it's scary that people have fallen under the sway of these cults.
Somebody said, F it. I'm going on a strictly Nutter, butter, and cognac diet from here on out. But also...
Nutter butters.
This excellent point from Tim Sandifer, Tim the lawyer. The logic really would conclude that the difference between life and suicide is merely a subjective preference, and that a preference for the former is kind of a wrongful discrimination. Yeah, the whole idea, systems of oppression have created false hierarchies of food. Who are you people? And this actually is from the L.A. school district. That's who the video is from.
Teaching this to the second largest group of children of any school district in America.
While maybe the biggest health problem we have in America, COVID aside, over the last decade has been obesity.
And the kids can't read and write.
Right.
And they're suicidal and anxious and depressed, and their achievement scores are in the toilet. But LA schools taking plenty of time to teach them that donuts are every bit as healthy as broccoli. And anybody who tells you differently is reinforcing systems of oppression.
Wow! What the hell? I can't wrap my head around. I can certainly understand how if you were a certain age, you could just check out. You could just check, you know what, I'm going to go do my job, whatever it is. I'm going to come home, I'm going to weed the garden, I'm going to watch the NFL.
People have lost your effing minds.
I'm no longer interested in participating in society. Does all this stuff seem to be growing or shrinking? Sure feels like it's growing.
It's absolutely growing. It's grown to the point that the forces countering it, like ourselves, are being heard more and more and observed more and more. But you're still seeing, you know, fairly vaunted institutions like the New York Times or whatever trying to claim that complaining about critical race theory is a right-wing fantasy or conspiracy theory. It's not being taught in our nation's schools. So it's, you know, the forces of sanity are growing in strength and number, but I think, you know, it's easy to misinterpret how many people are on the bandwagon because of the nature of our show and our audience. I think there are many, many people who don't have the slightest idea what their kids are being taught in school.
Somebody said it was explained to everyone at our previous public school that white or non-poor parents shouldn't teach their kids that processed food is junk food because they might be judging other kids' food choices.
What a bizarre notion.
A bag of Doritos is either junk food or it's not, regardless of who's eating it or any of your hierarchies of oppression or any of your other talk.
There's some white supremacy. So don't teach your teenage boys not to rob liquor stores, because that could be seen as judging other people's ways to pay the rent.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And again, I had to spend a little time on that to make sure that was real, because it's so silly. It could easily have been, you know, from the Babylon Bee or something.
False food hierarchies? Was that the phrase?
There's no such thing as a bad food unless it's poisoned or spoiled.
Au contraire, signed every nutritionist in history.
If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.